dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of Avery and the home of the brave?
This is Lindsay Collins, and I would like to encourage you to buy Lulu's lip balm. Email my dad at nann205@gmail.com.
This money will go to help buy sewing kits that will go into doctor's offices. If you want to purchase lip balm, email nann205@gmail.com. Lulu's lip balm in peppermint flavor right now, and more flavors coming soon.
Lulu's lip balm. It's the balm.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carr. Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
This is Parker and Gimden, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Yesterday, I was scrolling through Facebook when I found out about a special effort set up by Glenda Cole of Rogersville, Alabama, for Big Mike McMahon, and his wife, Amanda, is on the line with me right now from Rogersville, Alabama. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Amanda.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on here.
The objective here is to find help for you and Big Mike as he goes through this cancer in stage 4, throat cancer. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
So tell us about Big Mike. What type of guy is he?
He is a hardworking, great dad, great husband. He'll do anything for anybody. He has been my rock for the past 11 years that we've been married. We have a 10-year-old daughter that he is an awesome dad to, and he has 3 grown boys that he's been their rocks to.
I saw some great comments about Mike, and people refer to him as Big Mike. He's a rather tall guy, isn't he?
He's tall, but he's very, very skinny.
I saw this post, and I know that there's a fundraiser set up by Glenda Cole, as we mentioned at the start. I wanted to share a little bit about Mike's story, what he's been through to this point for stage 4 throat cancer. Tell me when Mike was diagnosed.
We were diagnosed in June. We've been fighting everything since January of this year, but we just found out in June that he had actual cancer.
So he started noticing some issues in January or earlier?
January. They diagnosed him with sinus infection. And then the next diagnosis was arthritis. We finally went to Huntsville Hospital and they done a CAT scan on him and they found out he had a blood clot, but his white blood count was high, so they thought there may be something else going on. So they sent us to the cancer doctor at Clearview in Florence, and that's where they sent us over for a biopsy, and they found out that it was actually cancer.
Well, and of course, when you get that announcement from a medical team or a doctor, it hits you like a ton of bricks because nobody wants to hear that you have cancer, especially hearing the word stage 4. I know what the experience is like to be hit with that word, to really not know what direction to go in. There's more questions than answers when you're told that you have this diagnosis.
Yes, sir. Well, they're hoping it's curable. They're starting radiation and chemo. We got to go through 7 weeks for 5 days of radiation and 1 day a week for 7 weeks of chemo.
Your friend Glenda Cole stepped up and started a fundraiser. What is her goal with this fundraiser to help you and Mike?
Help us with medical bills and his medication. His medication is going to be very expensive.
And the fundraiser was started when?
yesterday.
And as we said, people can go to bank-independent locations, which there are several across North Alabama, and they can specifically donate under Mike McMahon. For those who need a spelling, it's M-C-M-A-H-A-N, McMahon. Are there other ways that people can help your family right now, too?
Prayers. We need all the prayers we can get.
I know a lot of listeners will want to try to help however they can. I do want people to go to bank-independent locations across North Alabama. I believe that people can also call Bank Independent and make a donation if they're not in the area. Folks who are outside of the area, not in North Alabama, unable to go to Bank Independent, you can give them a call at area code 256-386-5000. That number again, 256-386-5000. Keep me posted on Big Mike's situation as Glenda moves forward with this fundraiser to let me know and keep me posted on what's happening in your life, okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Folks, we've been talking to Amanda McMahon. She is the wife of Big Mike McMahon, and he needs some help right now. The family needs help as he goes through chemotherapy to try to cure this stage 4 throat cancer. Our prayers are with this family in Rogersville, Alabama, and we'll continue to have Big Mike on our radar. And anything that I hear about Mike, we'll try to share it with you as listeners so that you can keep posted on Mike's situation. So many friends had wonderful comments about Mike and what a great guy he has been to them. If you have an opportunity to help, I encourage you to do that. If you go to the Facebook page on The Mark White Show, I will have a post that you can share to continue to help Big Mike and his family. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.